into 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Thanks for listening.
She got in right on the hour. I hope that was good timing.
You know, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was okay. Let us know if you have any more opinions on Gilmore Girls. We will be talking about this for the rest of time.
Forever, yeah, every probably. Week will be
so
Gilmore
every
Girls.
Single
We're actually
week,
changing the name of the show to Gilmore Girls.
But it's still GG. So.
It's still GG. I'm Rory.
And I'm Lorelai.
Lorelai.
And signing off. I don't know. Does that... No. Lane. Or Paris. Or I'm trying to think of like an equivalent.
But I also kind of don't want to be Rory. That's just the first name that came to mind.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be. Anyway, we'll figure this out off the air. Next week, we'll report back. Yeah. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.
Please go outside. Enjoy the weather.
Yay.
And we're going to start the music again. And it's starting now.
And
here it goes.
Hopefully.
Trying to switch to someone else's playlist is so fun.
Everybody, this is Jill Yum, and this is Bean Teens Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry we're a little late today, but I have a really important guest, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. Really? Here he is. Trains.
Ooh.
Okay, Trains.
Hello. Okay.
Warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Should we describe you first before we like
get into it? So they
can
guess the person? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, guess the person.
Definitely.
He
is a human being, okay?
He is a human being, and he is not the mayor of Boston, unfortunately.
Nope.
That'd be so cool, though. My mom thought it was going to be the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu. But
it's even better.
Okay. Unfortunately, it's not the mayor of Boston.
I wish, but like, yeah.
Okay, what else can you describe?
He's a human. He's a tough student.
He is a tough student. What is his major?
That is yet to be determined. he's from the Big Apple, okay?
He's from the Big Apple. What is he wearing? Who is he wearing?
He is wearing painted pants and a old grandpa sweater.
Okay, so true.
He is often described as fun, but also annoying.
Annoying?
By some.
Some would say.
Should I just let them have it?
Should we just give it up?
Does anyone want to take any guesses?
Anyone?
Okay.
Okay, I guess yeah. No one's going to guess.
Hi, everyone. It is Julian Isikoff. It's my first time on the air, so go easy.
So go easy on
me. Okay. Please go easy on me, okay?
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
Such an important fact about Julian.
Okay.
His birthday.
Oh, ah.
His birthday was on Friday.
It was on Friday, everyone. I was turning
2-0.
The big 2-0, okay?
Huge.
Even though I look like I could be like 12, I'm actually 20, okay?
So let's talk about the fact that Julian has lived 2 decades.
Wow. Shout out to my parents for raising me. I don't know if they're listening.
I hope they are.
Okay.
Julian's parents, if you're listening, please call in.
Please. Oh, yeah. Anyone call in.
Like,
that would be really fun.
The number
just chat.
Is 855-915-9636.
Again, folks, that is
855-915-9636.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly
that.
Right.
Exactly that.
Well, thank you so much for having me as well. I wanted to say that.
Well, I'm so glad.
This is a really good birthday treat.
I think you have a great radio presence.
Do I?
I think you do.
I was worried on what to wear.
Yeah, Julian texts me before the show and he goes, "What do I wear? I don't know.
Cause, like,
clothes?
Some sort of fabric? I don't know. I wasn't sure, honestly.
Hopefully you don't show up naked. That was my only wish.
No, yeah. Sorry, in my birthday suit, I took it off, so you didn't get to see that today, unfortunately.
Bummer.
It's really upsetting.
Bummer.
Yep.
So I have a song that I want to play in honor of your birthday.
For me?
For Julian.
That's really cool.
But also because I'm obsessed with this song these days.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But okay.
Okay.
Does it rhyme with the Reed fees?
Reebies.
The Reelies?
Reelies.
Is
and it rhymes
the
with
Bisco
Lao
genre?
Is your bub.
Lao Feep Kiz War Love. Okay, I think I know what it might be, but play it anyway.
All right, everybody. This is How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Woo!
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. Savior when I fall, and you made
Guys, we're back.
That was really good. Powerful.
Powerful ending to the song.
So good.
Yeah, so we're trying to put this guest on.
We have a really special guest.
We have a super special guest. And here they are. Can you hear us?
Hey.
Yeah! Look at that!
Who is it?
Who is this?
How do we introduce this guest? There's sirens outside. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Hello, guest.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, sometimes I'm annoying.
Okay, sounds like me. Okay.
Oh, well, our other question is, who are you wearing?
I am wearing helmet length.
Oh. Okay.
A hoodie.
A hoodie.
Classic.
Gotcha.
Classic. Anything else?
And shorts.
That's, yeah.
What are you wearing, Jake, from State Farm?
Right, that's exactly what it sounded like. And where are you calling from?
Brooklyn, New York. Woo! In the house.
Oh, that's awesome. And how do you know, what's your affiliation?
What's my affiliation? That would be a giveaway, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but clearly no one's going to guess, and we both know, so I think you should just say it.
All right, I'm the embarrassing dad.
Whoa! That's awesome.
So awesome. What was Julian like as a child?
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Wow. How much radio time do you have?
Well, we have the rest of the hour, so we could keep going until 3.
Okay.
So, let's see. Julian was great to absolutely everybody except his parents.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow.
In fairness, Julian would say in a very kind way that it takes so much energy to be great to everybody all the time that he had to release the opposite energy periodically. He didn't mean it. He just received it.
Okay. Saying it like that makes it sound bad, but conceptually speaking, it's fair. Because, like, think about, like, obviously I'm going to be nice to you, like, at the end of the day, but, like, so, like, I want to bring to the outside world life and love, and then when you guys, like, you know, the love is unconditional, so, like, I can, like, let it out a little bit, you know?
That was so profound.
It was really deep, right?
It was very, we understood it, and we were okay with it.
That's very sweet.
So understanding.
That's really awesome. Any final thoughts?
Any shout-outs to give?
Yeah, any shout-outs?
Any final thoughts? That's a guest DJ's way of saying, okay, Dad, we're
Oh, I think we're breaking up. Exactly.
Okay, I just want to give a shout out to my awesome wife Jenny.
Aww.
My other awesome son Eli.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Eli.
And to our dog Izzy.
Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
All right, guys. Have fun. Love you, Jules.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. And do you have any song requests?
Oh, so true.
Oh. I do.
And we're not playing U2, so anyone.
No, but
any non-explicit song.
Yep.
Ooh. Any what song? Any non-what song?
Explicit.
Yeah, that's why I figured you're not going to play explicit. That narrows down my repertoire.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, anything you'd like to play in honor of Julian's birthday.
Mm. How about a little Lumineers?
Oh.
How about Gloria by the Lumineers?
Okay.
Which one?
Gloria. Okay.
Alrighty.
Sure.
When you play it.
That's a good, really good choice.
No, we can cue that up right after.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you on air.
Pleasure to be on air with you guys.
Aw. Okay, bye, Dad. Love you.
Bye.
Alrighty, that was great.
Wow.
I'm so glad that we were able to finally have someone on air.
That was literally, I've been calling like 10 plus times and you got my dad on the air before me. That's actually hilarious.
That's really funny. What is that, karma? What is that?
That's dramatic irony, okay?
Yeah. Dramatic
whatever
irony.
Whatever that means, okay?
Yeah, actually define dramatic irony.
Actually, I actually can. Dramatic irony.
Use it in a sentence.
Okay, so if there is a planning of some sort of party surprise thing and I'm not aware of it, but you all are, that's dramatic irony.
I don't think that's the definition of dramatic irony.
No, it's like everyone knows but you. Like when you read a book, they're like, this is dramatic irony because you know, but the character doesn't.
Yeah, but that for the person experiencing the not knowing, it's not dramatic irony.
Okay, and what's your major? Like, who are you again? Sorry, and what authority do you have over this? Okay.
Wow.
If anyone wants to call in and let us know what dramatic irony means, that's...
Feel free.
Feel free.
Then we'll have you on air, because now I know how to do it, and it's now like,
I feel happy now?
I feel satisfied.
Yeah. Round of applause. That's really exciting.
Thanks. That's really awesome. So maybe we'll play the song.
Okay.
That's been recommended.
Which is in honor of me, I don't know why.
In honor of Julian. Because
my name is Gloria, if you didn't know.
We'll listen to it, and then we'll decide whether it represents you or not, okay?
We'll discuss after what parts represent. Okay, good idea.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do
it. All right. This is Gloria by the Lumineers. Any last words?
Bon appetit.
Back, guys. Woo, woo, woo. So now it's time for us to talk about whether or not that song represented Julian.
So right off the bat, I'm going to say it did not. I heard Gloria and I thought it was going to be the one that goes, Gloria, Gloria. You know that one?
Maybe. It's I like feel like a, maybe if your voice was better.
Okay. It goes, Gloria, Gloria.
She brought it down an octave. Da,
da, oh! da, da, da. Yeah, you know, it like goes, yeah. So I was just looking up some of the lyrics because I was like, it'll definitely represent me if I read it on paper. I would lie awake and pray you don't lie awake for me.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But it's the thought that counts, okay?
It was worth a, yeah.
I think the post-chorus does represent me, though.
You think so?
Because the post-chorus is oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
Right?
And so that, obviously.
Obviously. I mean, there's nothing else. It was, I mean, really, that was, it was a good change, you know?
Yeah, change of pace.
First, good change of pace from whatever
from
else we were going to play.
Terrible music.
No,
yeah.
it's my eardrums are, yeah.
Are healed.
Yeah.
They're healed.
I feel like faith in the kingdom has been restored. Okay? Is that exactly right? So is your,
right.
Is your madre going to come on this?
Well, yeah, so I told my mother to come and call, or not come, to call in, but she says she's not wearing anything cute today.
You know, and that's why we had the same thought process. Was like, what do we wear
to the radio?
Right. I mean,
show.
We're clearly cut from the same cloth.
Seems like it.
It's palpable. Okay.
Well, the funny thing is that Julian and my mom both only wear black or white or navy.
Mm-hmm.
What else is in your color palette?
I think white, black, and navy.
Other than white, black, and navy.
The occasional stripe.
Right.
Occasionally.
That's same for my mother.
But like only like when it matters, you know what I mean?
When it matters.
only when the timing is exactly right, okay?
Does it have to be like written in the stars?
Yeah, it has to be written in stars, written in the cards.
Yeah, when you put together an outfit, what do you think?
Good question. Okay, so as you know, I don't... so good, thank you. As you know, I don't have a mirror.
Yeah, so Julian does this thing where he'll just barge into my room to use my mirror.
Okay, let's not use the word barge. Like, knock and then barge? Like,
right, but the whole point of knocking is to wait until someone says, come in!
Yeah, but like, by the time I'm like, it's like I've already knocked that I'm like I can't wait for the response, you know? In a good way.
Your outfit is that urgent?
I mean, it's not... Okay, the thing is, I don't need a mirror, but it's fun just to get like a double check. What was the original question? Okay.
It was what your process is when you come up with
the process
outfit.
Is looking at the weather and then being like, I don't need a layer. Because I'm someone who gets really hot really easily.
So Julian looks at the weather and adds 20.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And sorry, that's why the studio is like steamy right now because
yeah,
it's so hot.
Whenever Julian walks into the room.
Wow, I feel like you're really gassing me up today. Like,
no, it's just because of your steam.
Regular, I'll take diesel, please, okay? Regular unleaded, because you're gassing me up hard, okay?
That was hilarious.
Can we talk about you, though?
Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
On my radio show, please.
Definitely. How did you come up with the name Bean Tunes?
Well, actually, I used to be called Bean or Bean Bun as a child.
By whom?
My parents.
That's really cute.
And
is that because you look like one?
Yes, definitely.
Yep, that's why,
And then we happen to be in Bean Town.
Where is that? For the people who don't know?
Boston.
Is it actually?
Like, Boston is supposed to be Bean Town.
I thought Bean Town was like Dollywood, where it's like, it's like a theme park of beans, okay?
That would be so epic, though.
I was
though.
Like, that's pretty cool, okay? Pinto World, okay?
Pinto World. So I was like, okay, so like, Bean Town. It was originally going to be Bean Town Tunes, but Jose was like, Bean Tunes has a better ring to it.
Right, Bean Town, like BTT.
So
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was not my idea, and it was someone else's idea.
Wow, so you have no control or autonomy over your own naming?
No bodily autonomy.
That's actually, I think
station.
I may shed a tear over that. That is quite upsetting.
Yeah, so it actually like was not, it had nothing to do with me.
That's really... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Any other hard-hitting questions?
Let's see. Speaking of hard-hitting, what is your favorite food? Because I think the viewers should know.
I think
that's
the
deepest
question
that I've ever been asked. And then I think the next song should be inspired by the food.
Okay.
That you choose.
Okay, that's so valid.
Right?
Well, I really like sushi.
But okay.
I can't think of any... Okay.
Calling all sushi songs? Anyone?
Anyone?
Sushi?
Well, so sushi is one of my... Okay, sushi is my favorite food to go out and eat.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I really...
Sorry.
excuse him for a second while I speak about my favorite food.
Sorry, I was waiting for it to like get good.
Okay. So my
sorry.
Oh, that was so embarrassing.
Sorry, continue.
I love to go out to eat sushi, and then I like to eat like a comforting meal. If it's a home-cooked meal, mm-hmm. I prefer like a pasta or like a something okay. like nice and hearty or like a Korean food.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's calling all songs that have to do with hearty and pasta
and
Korean foods and sushi.
Okay, so I know. I know what I'm going to play.
You're inspired right now.
Because sometimes when I really like food, I'll do like a little... Like, I can't
she's,
explain this.
If you can't see her, but she's shaking her arms right now. She said, I'll do a little, and just started to vigorously shake both her arms. So I'm not sure what that entails.
Have you never seen that?
Seen what?
My parents would know. I feel like I used to do that a lot more. Where
like do
if I really
that?
Like a food, I'll like be like
That seems shaking. Like a really special talent of yours. That's really awesome.
I don't think it's a talent. I think it's just a weird
It's probably thing. An issue, yeah.
I'm surprised that I've never played this song on air before because it's like, it just hits so deep into
oh, really?
My soul, you know?
Oh, well, it's a perfect day to do it then.
Also, yeah.
So what is it?
This song okay. is by D-Light.
No way.
And it rhymes with
Liz Lynn Fee Larch. Oh, wait, am I thinking of a different song? Wait.
No.
Okay.
Boov is in the Bart.
Oh, in the Lart. Okay, Lart. Okay, okay.
Obviously,
in
obviously.
In the Rart. Okay, okay, okay. Rart. Does it go like...
Right, in the fart.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So, it goes exactly yeah, like that.
The song makes me want to vigorously shake my arms, okay?
Well, that's a little groove.
That's a little groove, right.
Okay, so
I encourage the listeners to do that as the song plays. To just shake both of your arms.
No, yeah.
Even if you're driving.
Even, but JK. Keep your eyes on
but
the road.
Keep your eyes on the road and both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2 every single time. Yep.
10 and 2. Julian doesn't even have a driver's license. What?
Okay.
What authority do you have?
I have none, but I can ride a bike with training wheels.
Julian also doesn't know how to ride a
okay,
bike.
Okay. I walked myself into that one, but it's
if
actually
fine.
If
anyone else doesn't know how to ride a bike as a full-grown 20-year-old person,
wow.
please call in and tell us. Because yep. I'd like to see any other person that doesn't know how to ride a bike.
Okay, please everyone call in now and just say you don't, okay?
Well, the thing is it because you're from New York? Or is that what your
no,
excuse
that's
is? What's
a common
your
stereotype. It's my excuse. So that hurt. The excuse is I've tried to learn and then I like fall once and I cry and I get upset and then I walk away.
Oh.
Even though you're supposed to kind of like power through the
right. It's a test of your
right.
like resilience.
And
as
I
a child.
Clearly don't have any.
So I think that says a lot about you. Should we psychoanalyze okay. that?
On that note.
On that note, this is Grooves in the Heart. By D-Light.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another.
That's right.
Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper dish, my succotash wish.
Who?
I couldn't precious, just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another. Something lurks in this torso. Heart got a deal you wanna know. Delightful, truly delightful. Making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart especially. Hill of the rhythm, where I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. You dip to the dive, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is the key. Get witty, witty, can't think quitty, quitty. Stomp on a scoop when I hear a funk group. Blue playing pop pipe, follow her to shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
The groove is in the heart.
Hello guys, we're back. We could have a guest.
We could.
If the guest wants to speak. Does the guest want to speak? Okay. All right, everyone. Apparently there's also music playing because I forgot to turn off our music, but we'll just make it
exactly.
Put in the background.
Exactly.
Guest, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Wilson.
Yes.
I'm doing bad.
Beantown Dad, yes.
Bean.
Yeah. So nice to meet you,
Bean Senior. Happy birthday!
Oh, Julian. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So Julian has some hard-hitting questions for you.
Yes. Oh, I have some great ones.
The, to be interrogated.
This is really good. Okay, so at her core, who is Jill?
Who is Jill? She is a good question.
Yep.
She is a lovely, thoughtful.
Oh wow! This sergeant. Is you've answered.
What?
Disc jockey.
Okay.
That was really wholesome.
That defines her as a person. She's a DJ.
That's it. Yeah. No. That's as far as it goes. That's all I have.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
Wow,
okay.
Really
I have another good one.
Yeah.
Okay. If Jill were a vending machine. What would she vend?
Clearly hot Cheetos.
Oh.
She's not so into Takis, but yeah, definitely hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. I hate that that's been revealed on air now, because that's like supposed to be a secret about me that I like hot
Cheetos. She's a hot Cheetos person, everyone. Okay.
That's like my guilty pleasure. Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry we put you on air and forced you to be interrogated. Any last words?
He passed.
No.
Spoken like a true legend, okay?
Thank you for your time. All right.
You're welcome. Have fun.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Nice to meet you.
Alrighty, guys.
Wow. Literally, wow. Obsessed. Literally obsessed.
All right, Julian, do you want to read us our PSA for the day?
Yes. Let me flip through the PSA manual. Okay. Everyone, walking is good exercise, PSA. So just to give you a sense, the picture is three anime schoolgirls walking. Okay? With
Thanks
the cherry blossoms in the back. Yep. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, It's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. And that was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And just so you know, it's safer than riding a bike. So
thanks so much for that.
Yep.
I think that was a really important message for everyone to hear.
Especially because riding a bike can be dangerous for people who don't know how to do it, okay?
Yeah, especially for people that don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
Like Julian.
Okay, Hot Cheetos fan, okay? Embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
So bad.
I like how we've revealed so many deep, dark secrets about ourselves on air today.
But in the best way.
It's on your second day of being 20.
On the second day of being 20, I survived.
How does it feel to be 20 and 2 days?
It's a little bit crazy, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't actually gotten into it, but you've been, like, having an existential crisis about it.
Like just a little bit. You know, there's moments.
Like, what's the main concern? Or is it a concern, or is it just a reflection on life?
It's both. I, like, don't know what I'm doing with myself at the moment. Like, not in, like, a bad way, but, like, I would like a major. I'd like to pick a major. I think that would definitely ease some of my worries.
It would be so nice if you turned 20 and it was just handed, like, it on was served platter. To you on a, in a plate for, like, breakfast in bed.
Right.
It was like, here's your major.
And the birds are chirping on the sill, you know?
Yeah. And, like, here's a fun little breakfast. And also, here's when you're going to get married.
Here's your job.
Here's your job.
Here are the kids.
Here's what your salary is going to
be. Right. No, it's everything. You can just see it all. But you know, that's not how...
We don't get to have that.
We don't get that at all.
We don't get to have that. We get to have a decade more of uncertainty.
Of course. And maybe less. I don't know. It depends.
Yeah. I feel like Julian is probably going to get married within the next 5 years.
That would be highly unfortunate for whoever has to officiate that wedding. that wedding will literally be a train wreck. I don't even know.
Really? Describe your dream wedding.
People there... there will be a rabbi present, of course.
Of course.
We'll be saying Mazel Tov. I can't, that's the thing, it's like I want to envision it, but I don't think I can, just yet.
I used to do this thing where I was like, on my Pinterest, I had like a wedding board. But it wasn't for my wedding, it was just for weddings that looked pretty.
So you have a Pinterest?
Yes, I also have a Pinterest.
Is the username Jilly Bean?
Nope.
Bean Town?
No.
Bean Bun?
No.
Okay. We'll get to the bottom of this, ladies and gentlemen.
People don't get to know. Okay. They don't get to know my Pinterest.
We'll keep that quiet.
That's locked away.
Okay. But I think you'll see on February 21st.
What's that day?
I don't. It's just a random day.
Is that actually?
But I think you'll see what your priorities. Yeah. You'll understand.
I don't think that day is anything significant.
Definitely not.
I can't think of anything that would be
on that day. There's nothing
on that
day. It's probably like one of the worst days of the entire year, honestly.
Well, it's a week after Valentine's Day, so there's that.
So that means it sucks.
Yeah, so that means that you're probably recovering from heartbreak.
A heartbreak or immense passionate love. Palpable.
And
love,
it's just
okay?
like the week after.
And it's just so it's like you're like 1 week after that.
It's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, wow. I guess this is just life now.
Do you think we should play like a ballad to
To wink, wink. We're both winking at each other
right
now.
We're both winking.
I don't really know why, but...
Because we're going to play a really sad song, right?
Yeah, the saddest of songs.
It rhymes with Foo, Bevin, Fizz, Case, Lawn.
Come up with one word that rhymes.
Lawn Firth, okay?
Lawn Firth?
Lawn Firth.
Hearth.
Hearth.
Hearth, as in...
As in the fireplace. The hearth. The hearth.
Okay. I feel like this whole episode has just
been dramatic
us, like,
irony.
Horse laughing. Oh. Horse laughing through the mics. Like people's ears are probably like.
Yeah, the viewership went down to literally -9.
Yeah,
okay.
No. By the minute, people are dropping.
Dropping
off, like flies.
Jinx. That was dramatic. See, that was dramatic irony. Okay. That was an example of dramatic irony. I rest my case.
Okay, guys. This is Belinda Carlisle.
Oh.
Woo!
Haven't heard of her. Woo!
And this song is called Heaven is a Place
on
Earth.
Woo!
Love comes first. We'll make heaven a
Eliza, keep thinking.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Thank you for that, for playing that. That was a fun.
Yeah, so that was Angel Eyes by
ABBA.
Hey.
Or ABBA. I don't know. It depends.
Or, I mean,
ABBA.
Depends on...
ABBA.
ABBA.
ABBA. Yeah, yeah. That was like one of. ABBA. Sorry. That was actually one of the redeeming songs of the second movie. Hot take.
Do you want to know something so embarrassing about me?
You've probably never seen either movie, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, how did I know that? Wow, yeah. This was not planned, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
I fully just guessed that.
Something that I like don't do is watch movies.
Okay, but you have, like, Mamma Mia is like
I know.
The one movie that you should watch.
Yeah,
like ever.
Yeah, tell me your thoughts about the like new
Dune.
Version.
No. Oh, sorry. Don't even get me started on Dune. Okay, what was the question?
I won't get you started.
Don't even.
I'll actually shut it down.
Right now. Moving on.
My thoughts. Your thoughts on the second Mamma Mia?
Like I said, like not good.
Is this a hot take? I don't even know.
Like, no, it's pretty, this is pretty, I think,
I thought it was pretty universally well-liked.
Okay.
No?
Nah. I mean, they threw Cher in there because they thought, like, this will be fun. And they, like, added some classic songs. But, like, spoiler alert, they made her die.
Well.
They made Meryl pass. Yeah. Sorry. It was like, she made the first one. So why are we doing this?
Yeah.
But there was some good. There were some good moments.
I actually have nothing to add because that means nothing to me.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Can you actually let me know what your thoughts are?
Well, what was her name? Amanda Seyfried.
Mm, okay,
and
sure.
And Meryl Streep,
yep.
And Cher were in it. And I was like, I know those three women.
Those three powerful ladies. Okay.
Those three awesome women.
Women in STEM, okay.
Women in STEM.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm not a woman in STEM. Are you?
No, not even close. I'm not a woman in anything. I am not anything right now. I'm just a being.
Oh.
I'm just a bean blob.
Yeah, same. I feel like that sometimes where I'm like, what am I even, do I even do anything?
Do I do a single anything?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I sort of like half do my home. I do my work.
No, you're good. You're good.
I do my work, but it's always way too late or it's like rushed.
If you only do half your homework, what do I do? I literally do negative
if you're
one-eighth of
this
it.
Then what am I?
Yeah,
you're being that right now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yep. Name every SpongeBob quote. 1, 2, 3, go.
Everyone. No, why don't we go back and forth?
Yeah, something that Julian and I discovered
this
is
so good.
Actually, the thing is I don't have a retention for any memory. So you're definitely gonna win because you like remember the funniest facts.
You have to start.
I wumbo, you
wumbo. He, she,
okay,
we.
Okay. You go.
What the woman? They're like, how do I get back to bikini bottom?
My leg.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Excuse me, you didn't put any pickles on this.
That was good.
Yep, it was a good one, right?
And then I'm trying to do Karen's voice.
Oh, that's easy.
Like that.
Oh, good one.
Like that.
That's not really like a quote. That's just that's just a thing.
She said something funny though. I forget.
You forget.
Yeah.
Can I get a glass of water? No. Can I get a glass of water? No. Can I get a glass of water, please? No.
I'm watching the listeners drop off by the minute.
They're like, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. No.
Like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it's like the Squid Game money, okay?
I also...
Yeah, she actually also hasn't seen Squid Game. I cannot believe that.
So actually, I have nothing to contribute
to
any pop culture conversation.
I literally should start a pop culture thing and see how many questions you can get right.
I think I would have, ask one pop culture question. Well, I know about the Kardashians. I know about, I know about other pop culture.
Name people. Every member of the Kardashian family. Go.
Chris, Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Kylie, Kendall, Rob.
Rob, okay.
Rob. And then Caitlyn.
You're missing. Well, can you name the kids, too?
Stormy.
Oh.
Penelope, Mason.
Oh, wow.
Scott Disick.
You're actually doing better, way better than I thought you would.
See, I know things.
Okay, you're redeemed. You're totally redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
A little bit. I mean, if you quiz me on anything like intellectual / anything related to any of the schoolwork I have right now, I probably...
What's dramatic irony?
To be determined, but I'm pretty sure it's literally like... I'm telling you, it's like when you know, but they don't or something.
You're so close to the definition, but so far.
So then what is it?
I can't define it because we have to wrap up our show, unfortunately.
Oh, so tune in next time to hear the answer, okay?
To hear the answer, you'll have to tune in next time. Same time, same place. 2 p.m. on Sundays, obviously.
I want to say thank you so much to Jill for having me.
Of course.
It really means a lot. It literally means so much, and I had so much fun, and I appreciate all the birthday messages.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for
coming. I had to get
the
last one in there, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
I get the last word, okay?
Okay, yeah. You now I'll stop and you go.
Okay, this is Jill Yum and...
Julian Isikoff.
With Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace.
Peace.
Have such a great rest of your Sunday.
Please do.
All right. Any last words?
Deuces.